Joining us on Front and Center is quilt artist Tim Natar. Now, the Connecticut Landmarks Organization preserves not only historic homes in our state here of Connecticut, but also gives us a glimpse of what daily colonial life was like. And the third annual Textile Trunk Show is going to take place in the weekend after this, and it celebrates the craftsmanship and art of quilting. So that said, joining us today is nationally known artist and quilter, Tim Natar. And Timna, welcome to Front and Center.
Hi, thank you.
How did you get interested in textiles and art in general?
You know, I grew up with a family of quilters, but I was never interested in quilting. So it wasn't until after I went to UMass and I got an art history degree, then I got interested in quilting and started doing it on the sly, so I didn't tell any of my family that I was doing it.
What did your family think when you finally got involved?
Well, I think they were surprised, and I think they're also really excited and proud of what I'm doing now.
So was it, do you think, because all your family was doing it, you didn't want to do it? What was the reason you didn't get interested in it at first?
Oh, it was so boring when I was a kid to like go to the fabric shop and sit there as my mom was looking through fabrics, and it was just so boring. And also, they were interested in it, so why would I want to be doing that? I was going to do something very exciting and different.
Describe for our audience the style that you use.
I use pretty traditional quilt blocks. So they're quilts that you would recognize in your grandmother's, you know, pile of quilts. But then I kind of turn a twist on them and use really wild colors and make them pretty contemporary. So often they're wall pieces and they're art that people hang on their walls.
You know, I would invite people to visit your website, Timna, timnatar.com, because there is a lot of your work on that website, some great examples of what you do.
Yeah, and you can see some really, you know, really traditional kind of work, but then also really modern and contemporary things that I'm doing now. You know, my style's changed over the last 15 years.
What inspires you to come up with a particular design?
I love old quilts, so I spend a lot of time looking at old antique pieces. And then as I'm looking at them, I'm thinking about how can I adapt this and change it and make it something interesting for today. And I live in South Hadley, Mass., which is right on the Connecticut River. The Holyoke Range is just to the north of me, so I spend a lot of time looking outside the river, the shapes, and the mountains.
You write, by the way, on your website, "My work is about color and small compositions. Each block in a quilt is made as its own element, independent of the other blocks." Talk a bit about that.
Sure. I tend to start by taking two fabrics that I like and I want to see how they work together, and I make one block. And then I'll take two additional fabrics and I'll make a second block and see how that individual unit looks. And then once I have about 10 or 15 of those individual units, I'll see if I can make them work together. So really, I'm just making one little composition at a time. And then once I have, you know, 200 little compositions, I figure out a way to place them so they all work into one cohesive unit.
So in other words, you build block by block. Would that be a fair way of saying it?
Yeah, that's exactly how it's done.
Okay. Talk a bit about the Textile Trunk Show.
Sure. The Trunk Show is going to be on the 11th or 10th and 11th at Phelps Hathaway House. They have this beautiful, gorgeous, huge 19th century barn, and I'm going to hang, I'm guessing, about 30 in the barn, big and small. I think I'm going to do it old-fashioned way with clothesline and clothespins, so they'll kind of move in the air, and I'm looking forward to it.
Is there a particular time of year when you like to make quilts, or do you do this year-round?
I do it year-round. I do find I'm much more productive in the summer than I am in the winter, and I think that's just because I'm a summer person, so I have more energy. But it's my full-time job, so I'm doing it all the time.
Now, you go around and teach as well, don't you?
I do, yeah. I teach mostly throughout New England, sometimes other places, but I teach to other quilters how to quilt and new techniques that they may not have learned at their local quilt shop.
What are some of those new techniques? What's come down the pike, let's say, since you started?
Sure. Right now I've been teaching a class on map quilts. So how to take a map of your area or some place that's special to you and translate that into fabric. And that's been a really successful class. People like that. I also teach color to quilters because color is a really boring subject to talk about. And so a lot of quilters are afraid of color. So I go and we talk about how to put colors together and not be afraid of them, because there's nothing to be afraid of. You can't make a mistake.
Why are colors boring to quilters?
Oh, I think they're boring. I mean, color theory is boring. You know, if you ever look at a book on color theory, it's so tedious and it's not interesting. It's much more fun to be hands-on and to have the fabric in front of you and put fabrics together and see what you like and what you don't like. And a lot of quilters don't have an art background, so they're afraid to pick up paints, or they're afraid to, get their pencils out. So it's just an easy way to use a medium.
Yeah, explain to our audience how your art background has helped you with quilting.
Yeah, that's a great question. I actually don't have a formal art degree. I have an art history degree. But I think spending many, many hours in art history class looking at slides of different works of art was so helpful in training my eye now, because we spent so much time talking about composition and color and proportion, and those are all things that I use every day.
Yeah, some people might not understand what proportion is all about. Can you talk a bit about that?
Sure. Proportion is when you're looking at a piece of art, if the scale of all of the elements look right to your eye. You know, sometimes you'll look at something and there's a house down the street from me that's this big house and it has teeny tiny windows, and it drives me crazy every time I drive by it, because the house is so big and the proportion of the windows is so small. So when you're looking at a piece of art, different elements and how they work together helps make it successful or not.
We are talking with quilt artist Tim Natar here on Front and Center. Tim, I'm going to diverge just a bit and stick with art for just a moment. If, let's say, somebody was just gaining an interest in art and wanted to go to a particular museum in the area especially, is there one that you could suggest?
I love the Wadsworth in Hartford. It's a beautiful museum with all different kinds of artwork, and there's something kind of for everybody there.
Well, that I'm sure our audience, of course, this station being based not that far from the Wadsworth, would certainly enjoy to hear that, because the Wadsworth has so many programs to offer. So I hope people will take your advice as far as that's concerned. Okay.
Yeah, and I will tell you, my other favorite local to me museum is the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art in Amherst, Massachusetts. And it highlights children's book art, and it's beautiful, and the paintings and the drawings that we see condensed down to kids' books, you know, when you see them on a wall, it's just really eye-opening.
Tim, I want to go back for just a moment to something that you wrote on your website, and again, I would invite people to visit Timna's website, timnatar.com, and you wrote, "I make quilts because I have to. I don't have a choice in the matter, as some force compels me to do it." Talk about that.
I think if you would ask my favorite when I haven't quilted in a couple of days, because I am grumpy. I think a lot of writers and musicians and other artists feel this way, that you have to produce or you don't feel like you're completing what you're supposed to be doing in this world. So I quilt. My brother-in-law is a runner, and if he doesn't run for a day or two, we all know that he hasn't ran. So I think it's just something that's built into me.
You know, and I look at people who are successful in their various careers. We'll take a coach, for example, in sports for a moment, and I've talked to coaches who have coached well into their 60s and 70s, and I'll ask them, well, why do you do that? And their answer is, well, because I love to coach. I'm born to coach. So you can't even ascribe age to a particular career if you love to do it, right?
Yeah, I think that's totally true.
Yeah. Talk about the quilting industry in general. Is it very popular?
It's amazingly popular right now. I can tell you when I got into it maybe 15 years ago, it was not nearly as popular. It was hard to find classes in certain areas of quilting. Now it's booming, and there's a younger generation of quilters that are coming up right now, you know, in their 20s, that are getting excited about sewing, that might not have learned about sewing in home ec. It's really exciting. There's lots of fabrics that I couldn't have found 10 years ago. You know, now we have so many more options and different threads, and it opens the spectrum up of what you can do with all of these products.
What's creating this interest, do you think?
You know, I think it started back when the economy kind of tanked a few years ago, and people were getting, you know, more into, like, back to home domestic arts. You know, people started canning and sewing and knitting, and I think that's kind of where it came from.
Is there a particular material or thread that you like to work with?
I mostly use cotton. I like good old-fashioned cotton, and I like cotton thread, and I love wool batting. And batting is the layer that's in the middle of the quilt that gives it kind of a little loft and is squishy. And I love the wool because it's warm, yet it lets you breathe. You know, it breathes when it's on you, and it just feels really luscious.
What's the most difficult material to work with?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I just started sewing some leather, and I am not skilled at that. So that is I have to work on that skill.
You know, we were talking about the advancements in quilting. What do you do in order to stay up to date on all this information?
I read lots of quilting magazines and blogs and, you know, websites. And there is a industry trade show twice a year, and I go usually about once a year. It's in Houston, Texas, and it's enormous 5-football field kind of size of quilting vendors and people in the industry.
That must be wild. 5-football fields?
Yeah, it's enormous. It's enormous, and it's amazing because you get to see everything. You get to see the really traditional quilters and their products, and you can see the really modern things, and it's really fun.
Well, that must be the perfect location because Houston is big and Texas is enormous. Everything in Texas is big, right?
It sure is.
Talking with Timna Tarr, and she is our guest on Front and Center. Timna, if somebody is interested in getting involved in quilting, maybe they have an interest but they haven't made the next step, what would you tell them?
I would say visit a local quilt shop, and I would say there's a shop in Simsbury, Connecticut called Sew Inspired that is a wonderful shop, that they're really helpful and welcoming, and they have beginner classes, and the staff there was always helpful and willing to help you out if you're something you're interested in.
But if you're interested in it, obviously there is a time commitment. What are we looking for? Can you put a number on the time commitment for something like this?
I think I know quilters who only quilt for, you know, a couple hours a month. You know, it's just their escape because they have busy other lives. And I know people who do it full time. So I think it's like any hobby. It's whatever you want to put into it.
You've won a number of awards. Talk a bit about that.
There is a show quilting circuit, and what it is quilt shows where people, where you enter your quilts to be judged, and there's prizes and ribbons and all that stuff that goes along with it. And so there are people who, and I do this sometimes, but there are people who make their living just doing show quilts, and these are quilts that are, you know, technically and artistically just astounding.
I mean, some of your award-winning quilts have been seen in numerous exhibits, magazines, books. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
And you do go around and speak. Talk about that.
Yeah, usually I talk to quilt guilds, which are, you know, regional organizations of quilters that get together. I'll do a trunk show where I bring a huge pile of my quilts and talk about them and talk about how I made them or where the design inspiration came from. And then often I teach classes for them as well.
Is there one particular area of the country where quilting is more popular than another, or, you know, this is the area where quilting is the thing?
I don't think so. It's really popular all over the country. And I will say there's probably a regional difference in the kinds of quilting that people do. You know, in the northern part of the United States, people are making practical bed quilts. And in the southern United States, often people are making, you know, lighter quilts that aren't necessarily as functional. You know, they'll hang on the wall or they'll be decorative.
As you look back now at the career path you have chosen, can you pick out a particular person or people who have inspired you?
Oh, I would I'd say my grandma for sure. She was a quilter and had crazy color sense and put together. And even though I didn't always agree with her choices, I really admire her, like, oh, let's just throw whatever into the kitchen sink, it's going to work. And I definitely find myself doing that now.
Timna, before we wrap up our interview, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'd just like to say that I hope people come to the Phelps Hathaway House and come say hi, because I'll be there and I'd be happy to talk to people and answer any questions.
Great. And Timna, we thank you very much for being our guest on Front and Center.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.